It's Thursday, the 7th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Following the announcement by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Mines and Energy Natangwe Ithete that government has proposed a new policy that would require 51% local ownership in all future mining ventures, we reached out to Sirius Capital economist Robert McGregor to weigh in on the economic and investor implications of the proposed ownership requirement.
The discussion around local involvement and local ownership in Namibia's mining industry requires far more nuance and needs to be done very carefully. It should also be borne in mind that while the idea of ownership or equity within the industry sounds appealing, this is also fraught with risk. As it stands, government already benefits substantially through sharing in the profits and the revenues of these mines, and there should also be serious questions asked around how this money is spent and whether there is good value for money in this spending.
The policy is part of a review of the Minerals Bill, which will undergo public consultations. Deputy Commissioner of the Hardap Correctional Facility, Julius Nambudunga, says the Marine Tal-based prison is dealing with several operational challenges, including overcrowding and a shortage of vehicles. Hertha Ekanjo reports.
Nambudunga highlighted that the facility's current fleet is insufficient for the volume of daily operations. Nambudunga said the Hardap Correctional Facility currently houses 680 inmates, of which 616 inmates are Namibian men, while the remaining includes 55 foreigners and 9 females. To support daily operations, 20 inmates are assigned to work in the facility's kitchen, while the prison also generates income through agricultural programs, selling fresh produce and pork to officers and the public.
To a story in South Africa that's gaining serious traction, the Patriotic Alliance has filed criminal charges against Open Chat podcast hosts Mtokozizi Metula and Sinotando Kama over viral comments deemed offensive to the colored community. Though the hosts have since apologized and removed the remarks, PA leader Gayton McKenzie says they will also pursue a case in the Equality Court for unlawful discrimination.
It's racism. We must never allow people to become that comfortable. If we have to say that about other races, we would have been on every front page. That's why you see they don't even profile those people. But listen to me, Secretary General of the Patriotic Alliance. We are going to go after them in their personal capacity legally. We're going to go after their show.
Staying on the continent, Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama has asked Finance Minister Kasiela Thorfosen to also act as Defence Minister after a military helicopter crash in which the Defence Minister was among those killed.
Ghana said Wednesday that Defence Minister Edward Omane Boama was among those killed in a helicopter crash earlier that day. Four other officials and three helicopter crew members also died.
I have the unpleasant duty, sadly, to announce a national tragedy.
Julius Debra, Chief of Staff to the Ghanaian President John Mahama, spoke to reporters after the crash. Debra confirmed another minister was among the deceased, Ibrahim Murtala Mohammed, the Minister of Environment, Science and Technology. Authorities did not immediately explain the cause of the crash.
And U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs on more than 90 countries have come into effect. He posted on his Truth Social platform that billions of dollars were now flowing into the United States. He also, according to Reuters, warning of a 100% tariff on foreign computer chips and slapped India with a 50% tariff unless it stops buying Russian oil.
Trump told reporters in the Oval Office the new tariff rate would apply to, quote, all chips and semiconductors coming into the United States. However, he said it would not apply to companies that had made a commitment to manufacture in the United States or were in the process of doing so.
If you're building, there will be no charge. So I just want everyone to know that. And I didn't even tell you that inside. We discussed the concept, but I didn't. So it's a big factor.
It is not clear how many chips or from which country would be impacted by the new levy.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.